The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Maundy Thursday still feels different. Not as different as it did last year, but I recognize that something is missing. Maundy Thursday worship can be very intimate. Intimate in a way that we don't really use that word as much anymore. Intimate in the sense of being connected or familiar. It's in Scripture. As Jesus kneels before his disciples and washes their feet. It's in Paul's remembrance of the night of betrayal when bread and wine was shared among the disciples. As we continue to gather together, yet physically distanced either by 6 feet or by internet connections, it's hard to recreate that intimacy. We won't be washing feet this evening, so for some of you, you can just rest and relax. There's none of that going on tonight. But we also won't be communing at the table together. But there will still be intimacy among us by what God is doing through the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the faithful. We can still reflect on what Jesus does this night and how those actions shape our lives together. In fact, I think this gives us an opportunity to reflect anew on what is commanded of us this night. Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." And it's easy for us to connect this command to Jesus washing his disciples' feet, this act of service and love. But if we can zoom out a little bit, we realize that Jesus gives this command knowing he will be betrayed and knowing that he will be denied. And in this moment, he didn't exclude his betrayer or his denier on this night. Instead, they receive the same as everyone else. And for John's gospel, this should make sense. For God so loved the world, after all. John's gospel handles Jesus' betrayal in a different way than the other gospels. Judas leads a detachment of soldiers to a place where the disciples and Jesus often met. There is no kiss or nod or point as to who Jesus is. Instead, Jesus approaches the soldiers and asks them, "Whom are you looking for?" In John's gospel, the betrayal isn't in identifying Jesus. The betrayal is to leave the relationship and community that has been built among Jesus and the disciples. And the same is true for Peter's denial. When confronted about his identity, he says, or they ask him, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" Peter said, "I am not." And he too denies his relationship to Jesus and to his community, the disciples. When Jesus commanded, "Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another," he is telling us and showing us that this command includes love for our betrayer and denier, loving those who have turned away from relationship and community with us. It's a call for us to love the world that God so loved, a world that includes each one of us who have had our own moments of betrayal and denial. And so this night can be an invitation to be in relationship with Jesus and Jesus' community once again, an invitation to the intimacy that comes from knowing our faults and failures, confessing those faults and failures, and receiving the forgiveness that comes to us from God, and an invitation to the intimacy that follows when we love one another. Now, I'd love to tell you that this is easy and that you will always have great success in achieving it. But I would be lying. We will have moments when we will declare Christ's love to our neighbor in ways that may surprise us. But we will also have moments where we will betray and even deny that command in ways that may bring us to shame. But the forgiveness and love that we receive from God through Christ Jesus is greater than our betrayal or our denial. The intimacy of this evening is that God calls us into relationship in Christ Jesus, and into community with one another through the work of the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus called Judas and Peter and the rest of his disciples, tonight we are fed once again with Christ's body and blood, just as Jesus fed Judas and Peter and his disciples. And we are welcomed. Welcomed at this greatly extended table that passes across time and space. Welcomed at this table by the one who would stoop to wash our feet, who will be lifted on the cross, and who loves us completely. Amen.